Committee on Oversight and Government Reform to come to order.
This bill was the focus of a heated all-day meeting of the House Oversight Committee. Chairman Daryl Issa, who sponsored the legislation, said there was no choice but to approve it.
H.R. 2309 is the only postal reform bill that returns the Postal Service to solvency and profitability. The bill enacts reforms that will save the Postal Service at least $10.7 billion a year.
That's roughly the same amount of money the agency expects to lose this year. The legislation would establish a BRAC-like commission to trim the Postal Service's network of post offices and delivery routes. And if the Postal Service were more than a month late in paying its bills, a control board would restructure its obligations, including labor contracts.
This bill, as amended today, will make every effort to respect contracts entered into between the Postal Service and its collective bargaining units. However, USPS management has called for the ability to cut the workforce by 220,000 people in the next few years. Over the next 4 years, 250,000 postal workers will be eligible for full and immediate retirement. Our bill would prefer to thank them for their service and retain workers who have not yet reached full vesting in their retirement.
Issa says the Postal Service should be able to shed workers through reductions in force. Democrats say the bill would put thousands out of work. Here's New York Congressman Ed Towns.
Everybody is talking about job creation, and we're talking about job elimination. And I don't think that's the kind of decision that we need to make.
The partisan debate over what to do with those surplus workers took center stage in the committee room. But a side drama played out over a new report that cast doubt on one of the Postal Service's longest-standing claims. It is argued that its finances would be sound if it had not had to pay the Treasury at least $50 billion too much for future retiree benefits. Nonsense, says Republican Congressman Dennis Ross of Florida.
Today's GAO report confirms, once and for all, the only way out of the U.S. Postal Service's current difficulty is to vastly restructure its operations, reducing the organization's workforce and labor costs, and provided the tools necessary to compete in the 21st century.
The Government Accountability Office report says that if the government returned that money to the Postal Service, it could undermine other federal employees' pension plans. Ross says the report boosts justification for the bill, which he co-sponsored.
Today's GAO report confirms, once and for all, the only way out of the U.S. Postal Service's current difficulty is to vastly restructure its operations, reducing the organization's workforce and labor costs, and provided the tools necessary to compete in the 21st century.
The report here is terribly flawed.
Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch says the report flies in the face of independent studies by the Postal Service Inspector General and the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission.
I also think, to be quite frank, that the number $50 billion to $75 billion owed by the federal government, I think that the GAO is very nervous about that. I think that the Office of Personnel Management is very nervous about that, and they don't want to be facing that obligation that has accumulated over time. But it is what it is, and it's an overpayment, whether they want to call it that or not.
But in light of the report, momentum is growing for other solutions. This bill will go to the full House for a vote. In the Senate, Democrat Tom Carper of Delaware issued a statement saying Congress should focus on areas where there is more agreement. For example, the GAO report supports the Postal Service's claim that it has overpaid the other federal retirement system, FERS, by about $7 billion. Democrats want the agency to get that money so it can offer workers buyout incentives. And lawmakers on both sides support allowing the Postal Service to reduce delivery days. At the House of Representatives, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.